USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's a growing chance of a contested Republican convention, telling reporters a contested convention is more likely than anyone thought before. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan, both believed to be medium-range ballistic missiles, and this comes as the U.S. announces new sanctions against North Korea. A Phoenix man sentenced this summer in connection with a planned terror attack in Texas. Abdul Malik Abdul Karim found guilty yesterday on all five counts. This juror says the nature of the case was not easy.
His son, that was the hardest part of the whole trial, was watching him and poor Miss Clough. I mean, that whole situation. I mean, that was difficult. That was hard for me as a, you know, as a father of a daughter to see that.
Prosecutors say he helped plot an attack at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest last year in Garland. And a pizza shop owner in upstate New York getting 22 years in prison for being an ISIS recruiter, pleading guilty in December for providing material support. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin from Daybreak USA. Well, the winter may have been dry for you. Your hair may be a little brittle, and maybe you color your hair. Well, I've got great news for you. I told you last week, one of my coworkers, Charlie, saw me in the hallway, and he said, "Hey, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic." I was kind of surprised, but hey, who doesn't want a compliment from a coworker who says your hair looks fantastic? All right, for those of us that color our hair, and a lot of us do, Ovation introduces their latest in color therapy treatment, the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Now, with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't want that? And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs if you purchase the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. The offer won't last long, and also, you know, you can get an introductory discount if you're a new Ovation hair care purchaser by selecting Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout. OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
Former GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he's not interested in being the vice president. In his first comments since dropping out of the race, the Florida senator telling reporters he's not running for re-election, saying he'll be a private citizen when his term ends. The government suggesting it's concerned about a mosquito-borne virus coming to the United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details.
The feds say Miami tops the list of major U.S. cities at risk for a Zika virus outbreak this summer. The new report calculating the risk in 50 U.S. cities where summertime temperatures could create ideal conditions for the type of mosquito that spreads that disease. The federal researchers using computer modeling to factor in weather conditions and travel patterns along the Gulf Coast and Eastern Seaboard. Miami, Houston, Orlando, they all make the list. Other cities with high risk include Jacksonville, Savannah, Charleston, Mobile, and New Orleans.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, calling out the Newark public school system for its knowledge of high lead levels in the school's drinking water. He's pushing for control of schools to be returned to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't...
Well, it's very much like the withdrawal from any other substance.
People recovering from other addiction problems have been able to get real help, such as AA and rehab, while people struggling with the aftermath of traumatic breakups have turned to friends, giving them moral support. Licensed marriage and family therapist Dr. Lisa Marie Bobby says staying away from an ex is a great way to help get over them.
Any contact with your ex reinforces this addiction, and the part of your brain that becomes addicted physiologically is at a level that is much deeper than that of, like, the part of your mind that thinks.
Dr. Bobby also says a love addiction can be very unhealthy.
But unfortunately, we don't always develop this addiction to the healthy person.
People dealing with a breakup can now get help from Exaholics Anonymous. You can learn more at exaholics.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, it's time for Hunt Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 15 degrees. We have a severe weather alert in effect. It's going to be getting cold into the minus 30s with wind chill. We'll get down to minus 2 tomorrow night, so you need to make some preparations for that. Car, dry gas, making sure you're taking care of your pets, your house plants, and check on the elderly, make sure that they're being taken care of as well. Clear skies today. Today is Friday, TGIF, February 12th. Mix of clouds and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon. A high of 25. Winds will be southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Considerable cloudiness for this evening and a low near 15. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Saturday, wind increasing, a few clouds from time to time, a high of 15, and winds southwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. We'll get down to minus 1 tomorrow night, and that's going to be tough with the wind chill. 20 degrees on Valentine's Day, and cloudy with a low of 8 on Valentine's Day night. Little precipitation on Monday, periods of snow during the afternoon, a high of 35. Chance of snow, 70%, 1 inch of snow accumulation. Tuesday, windy, periods of rain. Rainfall near 1 inch and a high of, believe it or not, 51 degrees. And finally, partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 44. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We know of no American citizens that were affected by the presumed terrorist attack in Berlin.
That's a U.S. State Department spokesman, as German authorities are hunting for the man they now believe staged that deadly truck attack at a German Christmas market on Monday night. They're now looking for a Tunisian man in his early to mid-20s. Authorities saying it's unclear if the attacker was alone or had help when he plowed his truck into that market, killing a dozen and injuring 45 others. North Carolina lawmakers meeting this morning to decide whether to repeal the state's controversial bathroom law. It requires people to use the restroom that matches their gender, not whichever one they identify with. It has cost the state millions of dollars thanks to boycotts and cancellations by people who called it an anti-transgender law. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA. During the campaign, Donald Trump called for changes to immigration policy that, if implemented, will be starkly different from President Obama's. Now that he is president-elect, there is a lot of fear and misinformation among immigrants and their families as to what impact the election will have. William Stock, President, American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA.
While there are a lot of things a president can do on immigration, the Trump administration will not be enacting any policy changes in a vacuum. Immigrants, communities, and the public will need to help ensure that any policy changes not only reflect our values as a nation, but also respect our country's principles of due process and fairness, and the important role that immigration has played in building our great nation.
For 70 years, AILA has advocated for fair and reasonable immigration law. AILA is urging the immigrant community to arm themselves with the facts they need to understand their legal rights. For more information, visit AILA.org.
The New York, New Jersey terrorist bombing suspect pleading not guilty to charges that he tried to kill some New Jersey police officers during his September capture. Sharon Reed has an update.
Wearing handcuffs, shackles around his ankles, and a bulletproof vest, accused bomber Ahmad Khan Rahami needed help as he sat down in the Union County courtroom to enter pleas of not guilty. During the brief hearing, the prosecutor told the judge that no plea deal will be offered. Rahami has already pleaded not guilty to the September bombing in Manhattan that injured more than 30 people. He's also charged with setting off a pipe bomb on the Jersey Shore and planting another bomb that failed to detonate at the Elizabeth train station. Sharon Reed, New York.
The U.S. Navy is going to bring back its rating titles for sailors, a change that had been met with backlash after Navy Secretary Ray Mabus made the initial decision in September to promote gender neutrality by eliminating the word man from about two dozen Navy and Marine job titles. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
More than two dozen people are dead after an explosion south of the border. It happens at a fireworks marketplace in Mexico. It happened as the country's largest fireworks market, about 20 miles north of Mexico City, was doing a brisk business. At least 29 people killed and another 70 people were injured. It's a story of recovery and redemption involving a Glendale, Arizona woman. The inspiring story's gone viral. Here's Jason Campidonia.
DJ Hall was addicted to meth, cocaine, and heroin and has posted pictures to social media showing the toll her lifestyle was taking on her. In December of 2012, Hall was arrested by federal agents hours after her grandfather let her know that the lifestyle that was wearing her down was hurting him. She says she made a promise to get clean right then and there. Now Hall is a picture of health and people are starting to notice. Her post on Facebook has been seen around the world and it's all thanks to a Christmas promise she made her grandpa. Jason Campidonia.
Singer-songwriter James Taylor will not be performing in the Philippines as the five-time Grammy Award winners announced that he will be canceling a concert in Manila due to executions of suspected drug offenders without trials. The Philippine president has been criticized over his aggressive campaign against drugs in that country. Taylor says the reports of executions out of that country are unacceptable to anyone who loves the rule of law. You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning. You know what that music is? That's the music of modern design. Today is our official end-of-season Christmas show, and I'm happy to have with me somebody who's so talented, so good, a local celebrity. Her name is Jerry Lordi, and she is terrific. She's with Greensleeve Village Bakery, and we're going to talk all about baked goods. We're going to talk about Christmas decorations. We're going to talk about creativity and making the season as beautiful as possible. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I can't wait to be here. She's so pretty. Wait till you see her next time we come. I'm very excited, folks, because this is going to be the last show of the season. And in January, when we come back, we're going to be in new studios where we have video cameras, and you're going to actually get to see some of my wonderful guests. But we'll definitely put her picture on the page here for the chamber and also on my Facebook page. So let's take a look at the weather, which has been awfully cold lately. I don't like cold weather. Jerry, do you?
I like snow, not the cold as much as the snow.
Right, the snow is like festive. This is just cold and oppressive. All right, so it's saying it's currently fair skies at exactly 32 degrees, which is snowable weather. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 43, so it'll warm up a little bit. Tonight it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 25, very cold. On Thursday it'll be partly sunny with a high of 44 degrees. On Thursday night it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, sunny with a high of 46. On Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 31. On Saturday, Christmas Eve, there is a 30 to 40% chance of snow showers for Christmas. With a high, well, it says a high of 46. I don't know how that would happen. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 30. And on Christmas Day, it'll be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 47. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. My name is Richard Scuderi, and my program is called Modern Design. And we've been devoting December to our Christmas shows. With me in studio live is Jerry Lordi, and she's with Greensleeve Village Bakery. And one of the things that I had asked this morning, because I sort of ran into studio, was what's going on in the bakery? What's going on in the bakery?
Oh, my gosh. We've got lots going on. Mm. We've been making gingerbread houses.
Okay.
All kinds of festive desserts for Christmas and Hanukkah.
Anything in particular? Like, one of the things that has been sort of a tradition in my family the past couple of years is the sort of Yule log.
Yes.
People ask for that. I'm going to sneeze in a second. I'm sorry. You can keep talking. So are people requesting the Yule log?
Yes, that's one of our pastry chef's specialties, Joan Wilson. She does an amazing job.
And I think you said she was with Johnson & Wales, your pastry chef, so she really knows her stuff.
She does. And she makes a seven-layer cake that's out of this world.
Wow. Now, is a seven-layer cake... I had something over the weekend at a Christmas party. It's sort of like when you have like a dessert cookie, but it's a lot of different layers and it's different colors. Is that the cake you mean?
It's not a lot of colors.
Okay.
It's actually a vanilla cake with several layers, seven layers, and fudge on the outside. And it's so incredible. And we only make it at Christmas time.
How could that be bad? Delicious. What else? Anything that's very signature Christmas that they do besides the layer cake and the Yule log? Anything else that they're doing? You said gingerbread. How about specialty cookies?
Yes. The gingerbread men are just flying out of the shop.
Oh, I'm sure.
We can't make them fast enough. And the houses are so adorable. We actually had a gingerbread house workshop that was very successful.
But the gingerbread workshop, I mean, those houses are not edible, are they?
Oh, yes, they
are. Oh, everything's edible. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's homemade.
Uh-huh.
And really top-of-the-line candy.
Wonderful.
On them, and they're very festive to have on your holiday table.
Well, what we want to do today is we want to inspire people, and you're somebody who's amazingly creative. I know that microphone is a little tricky. Are you okay with it? We have a microphone for us. This is a guest microphone that can sometimes pop up at you, so you don't want to go through Christmas with teeth missing, God forbid. So just be careful of the microphone. So we want to talk about Christmas ideas, things that I have, things that I'm working on, that you're working on. Do you work so much, Jerry, do you have your house decorated yet?
I do. I actually did a Williamsburg, Virginia look this year.
Oh, I like that. And that's usually with like a lot of fruit, right? Sort of a colonial look.
Oh, yes. And
now,
I did.
Do you have a colonial house?
I have a little cape.
Okay.
And above the dormers, I did beautiful wood cutout arches that I applied the fruit to with magnolia leaves and fresh greens.
Now, you know what? A couple of weeks ago, we had Jane DeHaven, who's a Christmas crafter on and a local Flemington resident. And I have a colonial also, or, you know, a clapboard style house, and I have a wreath in every window with the fruit, that sort of Williamsburg look. But over the door, I have something like what you're talking about. Over the front door, I have something where it's sort of like a fan with the fruit, like with a pineapple
exactly.
in the center. But she told us what that's called something. Do you know what it's called?
There's pineapple?
Yeah, it's the spray, if you will, or that sort of long thing that goes over the door. There's like, it's called a something light or something. I don't remember the name of it. Do you know what that's called?
I've always called it a spray, a Williamsburg
spray. Like
spray,
yeah. So you have it over one of the dormers on your house?
I have it above my two dormers.
Beautiful.
Over my doors is too short, but
right.
in my window boxes, I have pineapples and fresh greens.
It's such a nice look, and
it
the
really
magnolia
is.
Leaves is so
oh,
pretty.
Fantastic.
Where were you able to find them?
Through a wholesaler, a florist wholesaler, Sykes in Hightstown. They
have
amazing products. So
Sykes. Oh, wow. We'll have to go check that out as a resource.
And I put roping on my white picket fence.
Wonderful.
And traditionally, with a Williamsburg look, there's no ribbons.
Right.
And I just put spotlights on the house, so there's twinkle lights.
Do you do a single candle in every window with
the
spotlight?
I do.
Yeah, that's not knowing each other very well, my house is done exactly the same way. No ribbons, pine roping. The fruit, each one, there's a fruit wreath over every window.
I have that
as well. A candle
in
each window, the spotlight on the door, and the colonial fan over the top.
See that?
It's amazing. See, we think alike.
And inside, I love to get a head start with artificial greens, but right before I have my company,
right.
I embellish with all fresh.
So
and
you have
I
the
tuck
smell.
It all into the artificial. So it's very... provides a lot of support,
right?
But it's lovely. It really makes it feel like the whole piece is fresh.
Sure. Now, where do you keep your tree in
trick.
Your house? No, it's great, and you have that smell, that freshness.
Oh, it's incredible.
Where do you have your tree in your house?
In my living room. I just have a living room. I don't have a family room, so I do.
Do you have a very tall? Do you have a taller ceiling in your living room?
I don't. I wish I did, because high ceilings are the best.
So what kind of tree do you do?
I have an artificial.
I love artificial trees. I think they're great. You have a longer... My tree goes up, I would say, the day after Thanksgiving, if I'm not decorating mm-hmm. for other people that day. And it is up definitely until the 6th.
Well, I did a coastal theme this year.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. With hydrangeas. And mm-hmm. I did pull in some of the fruits as well.
Well, I'm gonna break that down because you're very talented and I want to get all your secrets. We're going to take a brief commercial message, though, and we'll be back more with Modern Design, the Christmas edition.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with a live edition of Modern Design. It is our Christmas edition. We're going to take a couple weeks break. You can go to the podcast, which are available, 2 years worth of podcasts, and listen to some of our shows because we are moving. We are moving. If you're Hunterdon-centric, you'll realize there's a historic building on the main street called the Large House, and it's just that. It's got beautiful columns. I don't know, Jerry, if you know the building that I'm talking about. It's sort of like a Greek Revival kind of a style building.
It's gorgeous.
That's going
to
be our new home.
See the inside.
In January. Me as well. I haven't seen the inside of the building. So, and supposedly the inside is completely done. Outside, not so much. But so we're going to be moving there in January. So to my listeners, I haven't gone away or gone to a Caribbean island on vacation. I wish. It's just that we'll be probably the second week in January we'll be live on the air again. We will be subscribing to YouTube, so you'll be able to get it on the internet, both as a radio program and YouTube. And hopefully we're working on something that you'll be able to get it on local television. So I better not eat too much over the holidays. Anyway, so before break, we were talking about Jerry, who's a wonderful crafter and artist. And you were talking about the outside of your house, which you did sort of a Williamsburg colonial look, which I love. I'm on board for. Quick question about that, and we'll talk about the coastal, because I love coastal Christmas. Do you use real fruit or not?
Yes, I do use real fruit.
Okay, now, my next-door neighbor has a historic home. Now, I don't use... My house is very far back from the road, so I use fake fruit, a good quality fake fruit, and my house is high, so you don't really... Because it's nestled into greens, you don't really see on the second floor whether it's real or fake. So I use fake fruit. One year, I had the fruit also on the front door, and a deer came up and ate the apples off the wreath. So that was the last year I used real fruit.
Oh,
so that was the end of it. But my neighbor has a historic house that's very close to the road. If you used fake fruit, I think you would actually know that it was fake. So every year she makes a fruit ring on her front door with beautiful greens and boxwoods and so on. So this year I noticed she did apples. One year she did pears. One year she did oranges. And she makes an apple ring out of real fruit. But she often has a problem if it warms up because the fruit runs. Does mm-hmm. that? How do you prevent that, or has that happened to you?
Well, that's a good question. I keep an eye on the fruit.
Right.
I do use fresh fruit.
Okay.
And I should qualify that as well because my dormers up above that
right.
I've done on a wood backing.
Right.
I do use a high-grade artificial fruit for that.
Yeah, because you can't really tell.
Yes.
Because it's nestled in green, so it's hard
exactly.
to tell. Right.
But down below, because it is closer to visitors, I keep an eye on it.
Right.
That's all fresh.
Right.
And as soon as it looks like maybe a little rascal's gotten into it and taken a nibble, I exchange it for a new piece.
And
or it starts to look old.
Old, yeah. So in the season, because I'm sure you're entertaining that that week mm-hmm. between Christmas and New Year's, do you have to replace it more than once? Because my neighbor says she has to replace hers usually, because if there's a warm day, it'll sort of run,
yeah.
and then she has to replace it.
I haven't had to as of yet, but
well, I
do carry it through into the New Year.
New Year,
so.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, I usually switch it out.
I like the fresh fruit, though. So around my, I have black urns. So I put mixed fresh greens in. So just the only place I use real fruit is around the base of it. So I have all the different mixed greens, and I have winter berries in the center.
Oh, I love that look.
So, but then around the base, I put Granny Smith green apples, red apples, and oranges around it. And I thought that was nice. But I noticed this morning, I peeked out the window, and the Granny Smith apples look a little not so good. So I got to change those out.
Well, in my backyard, I have a quad garden, and then I have urns in each quad. So, and then a fountain in the middle.
We're going to do a live shoot from your yard. That sounds beautiful.
It's my Zen space.
Wow.
But I have a quick little funny story to tell you. One year during the fall season, I did stacked pumpkins in each urn, and they were fantastic.
Are your urns black?
Yes, they are.
When you have a black urn and you do an orange pumpkin, the color contrast is amazingly beautiful.
It was so gorgeous, and I absolutely loved it.
Uh-huh.
And the next week, I went outside in the morning, and my goodness, I actually saw the squirrels taking chunks out of the pumpkin.
It was a buffet. I wouldn't think that the squirrels would get to the pumpkin. I'm surprised.
Oh, they were not even shy about it. All of them were eaten. So moving forward, I definitely have to find some good artificial pumpkins.
Exactly.
To create that same look.
I talked about on our Thanksgiving show, or maybe our fall show, fall decorating. In the beginning, one of the first years I had my own home, I went out and bought, I like the look of Indian corn. So I put Indian corn on my knocker on my front door, and when I swung open, a squirrel swung right off the thing because they were eating it. And then one time I said I did it on my mailbox, and I tied it with a beautiful bow and then raffia underneath it, and I came home, all I had were the husks with the best looking bow you ever saw. When you're dealing with nature, you do have to encounter that, especially where you are is a little bit rural.
You do.
So let's transition to inside. So what made you decide that you wanted to do coastal? Because we dedicated in 2016 a couple shows to coastal decorating. I do get requests for coastal decorating an awful lot. What made you decide to do coastal inside?
Well, is
your house itself coastal inside?
It's a little Cape Cod. Okay. I do have a coastal theme. But when you walk in, my brick fireplace that I whitewashed, pickled, is catty-cornered.
Okay.
So it's pretty much the centerpiece.
Right.
And I have very, very light coastal blue walls.
So you have a coastal room.
I do.
Right.
And I just had a baby grandson, and his last name
how could
is
that
Beach,
be possible?
And he lives at the beach, so I wanted to dedicate
that's right,
this
your daughter's
Christmas
name is Beach.
Tree
you know, now that
him.
I see your hair down, you look just like your daughter. How did I not see that when you were a guest last time?
I don't know.
Just like your daughter now. Today, really, I see it, actually.
Oh, goodness.
That's right, and her last name is Beach, so that makes a lot of sense. So now, is this the first year you're doing your tree with a coastal theme? Do you change your tree from year to year?
I do change it from year to year.
All right.
And I love hydrangeas, and I love...
I love florals in a tree. Do you use dried hydrangeas or fake hydrangeas?
I use dried.
Fake sounds terrible. Okay.
I use dried, and I also
that's
love
not
to
a
sugar
hazard.
Fruit.
Oh, sugared fruit is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the hydrangeas, that's not a hazard with the heat of the bulbs?
I've never had a problem with it. I just tuck it in real.
So the dried hydrangea, do you have a hydrangea on your property? Do you take that from that? Or
I do. I do have them. I also, actually, they save pretty well, too. I was able to keep some out in my garage.
Right.
So it worked out quite well.
So you take your tree, you have an artificial tree, and you put it up. How tall is your tree?
It's about 7.5 feet.
So it's a big tray.
Mm-hmm.
So you put that up first. What when you're doing a coastal theme, or you're doing where you're incorporating elements such as dried flowers, which could crinkle? What goes on the tree first?
Well, I definitely put my lights on first.
Lights go on first. Mm-hmm. And what do you do for lights? Do you do a small white light? Do you colored light?
I do white lights.
Okay, very nice. I like that.
And I have hand-painted shells.
Okay.
I'm big into mermaids. We actually had a mermaid painting class, which I'll tell you about later.
On your tree, are most of the ornaments handmade?
Quite a few of them are handmade, uh-huh. but I also have my collection of my handmade items from my children, which are invaluable to me.
Right, and right.
I nestle them in as well.
So your ornaments go on next after the lights, and then when does the hydrangea or the dried element go on?
I put that on before I put my ornaments on.
Is that because you tuck them in? Now, is that a good... When you have a tree also, even an artificial tree, is imperfect. So do you use that sort of as a filler?
I do. So and I also use lemon leaves, and I use...
Wonderful.
Just a lot of organic materials.
Where would you get lemon leaves? I love the look of lemon leaves, but I would have to say I wouldn't know where to go to even get
them.
Well,
I do have a wholesaler that I get bunches of them from.
Wow.
They dry nicely, and they look beautiful.
So did you have lemon leaves during the year that you dried to put into the tree, or did you buy them done already?
No, I just got fresh lemon leaves, and then they cure and dry naturally.
How long does it take for lemon leaves to does it take a while for them to dry?
Not that long. Not that long. Probably a week or so.
And the hydrangea that you have in the tree, is it white? Is it green?
It's a blue-green.
Okay. Oh, that's the blue-green
so
with the coastal must be
it's
beautiful.
So yes.
Exactly. So you do that first, and then you do the ornament, and then do you finish it with some sort of a ribbon?
I did have ribbon, and I nestled it in. Mm-hmm. And pulled it down from the top, and at the top I put a mermaid. And
so the mermaid's your topper?
Yes,
wow.
She's actually my topper, holding a star.
Now, you made that or you bought that?
Actually, it was a vintage piece, a vintage mermaid, ceramic piece.
It must be beautiful.
My sister had given it to me as a gift, oh. So I have a lot of sentimental things on my tree as
sounds
well,
sentimental,
too.
But it also sounds very pretty.
Yes, yeah. I love it. Mm. I love it. And then we were talking about the sugared fruit. That's a fun activity to do at home with your kids, your family, and egg wash it. And
well, tell me how you do that. What are the best fruits to do a sugared fruit look with?
I use all fruits. I use the apples, pears,
right,
oranges, whatever you
and then
enjoy.
What do you start with? Do you wash the fruit mm-hmm. first? Use hot water, cold water? How does that work?
I do an egg wash.
So the fruit stays as it is. You don't wash it first.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, you can.
Well, if you're trying to get something to stick to, I'm thinking that the water might hurt that.
Yeah.
So you want something that's already it's dry.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then you do an egg wash with just egg white, or
yes.
Okay. So you do an egg white wash, mm-hmm. and then it goes around. How do you coat it around?
And I sugar it. Very with the big crystal sugar.
What brand or what kind of sugar should you use?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I can't remember what brand I have.
But like a bigger crystal? Like
a
white crystal sugar?
Absolutely.
And then as soon as you dip it in the egg wash, you do it in the sugar?
Mm-hmm.
And how long does that take to dry?
That takes probably a couple hours to dry.
And then after it's dry, you can put it right on the tree?
I do. I put it on my mantle. I have my whole mantle done with it.
Wonderful.
And it just looks gorgeous.
Wow. So we have the sugared fruit. We have the hydrangea. We have the mermaids. Sounds like a really
pretty
tree.
I'm
going
to have to purchase one of our gingerbread houses, too, to bring home.
Wow. Now, what about one of the things that I like to do, and people used to make fun of me, but now I see a lot of people doing it, too. I like fake presents under the tree. And the reason I like fake presents under the tree is that most people are off between Christmas Eve and, you know, that weekend after New Year's, and a lot of entertaining goes on. So Christmas comes and we all open our gifts and so on. And then you have a week where there's nothing under the tree and it looks terrible. So in addition to every year when I do my wrapped presents under the tree, I have presents that are just for show. And then after that, when I have people on the 26th or the 28th or New Year's Eve, under the tree is beautiful wrapped gifts. And to me, wrapping paper and bows, that stuff is so pretty, and it should be a continuation of the tree. So I did I do some Christmas decorating for clients. I did a couple of hotels this year. I did a restaurant and so on. So I did one tree that was very woodland. So I used butcher paper, and then I did lots of bows that had a little bit of pick that was organic, and then I had a lot of tartan ribbon with the butcher paper, so that was great. So that was a look, and it made the tree and the bottom of the tree be cohesive. So I would think maybe with a woodland tree, maybe you'd want to bring some blues or something into some of your gift wrap underneath the tree, because it sort of reinforces the look of the tree.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the fact that with the fake presents, I think that's so fun and festive.
It is.
You know, one year we made our own wrapping paper.
Wow, you always trump me. I never win at this game.
Paper, and then to do stenciling or to take your time and do nice calligraphy.
Oh, how nice. So your presents would be so pretty, I'd probably not want to open them.
No.
Okay.
But I love to embellish them also with fresh greens and a little jingle bell or a cookie or something to make it a little personal. One of the things we have in the shop right now that I absolutely adore are fresh balsam topiaries. They're actually on sale too. It's a good time to scoot over and buy them.
I think I might scoot over.
Trees or
how
they're
big are
balls
they?
And they're on birch.
Oh, how nice.
They're about, I want to say 22 inches.
Oh, they're big. They're almost 2 feet tall.
And
how much are they?
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, they're on sale. So I think our sale price is $22.
That's very fair.
Yes. So, but you can just simply embellish them.
Right.
And make them look very elegant and put them on your dining room table.
Or sideboard, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
To tablescape. It's just gorgeous.
Sure.
And again, bringing them in, you know, for the festivities and having that fresh balsam makes it so pretty.
Sure. And I think, you know, people do so much entertaining throughout the holidays. And it's not just whether you're Jewish or Catholic or whatever. It's a festive time and people entertain and do different things. And it's nice to incorporate the elements of nature, I think.
Absolutely. And homemade gifts.
Exactly.
It's so great to be able to craft and design a beautiful topiary.
Sure.
And all those type of fun classes we're looking forward to having with our community here in Flemington starting in January.
You do so many wonderful things. We're
going to
have
to teach people how to make their own chalk paint.
Wow. Wow. There are so many questions I have for you. We're going to go to a very quick news, and we'll be back more after this commercial break and the news, and we'll have more of Modern Design, the Christmas edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election.
As President-elect Donald Trump and those close to him reject the conclusion that Russia was behind the pre-election hacks of political party emails, the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's convinced of Russia's involvement and more investigation is needed, and he says it will be conducted by the Senate.
We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter and it will be investigated.
German police still hunting for the man responsible for that deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin two nights ago. An arrest was reportedly made overnight, but the person has since been released. And that's the second time that's happened since the attack. They're now said to be trying to find a Tunisian man said to be in his early to mid-20s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
President Obama now moving to make large parts of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans off-limits to all oil and gas drilling. A sweeping executive order involving U.S.-controlled waters in both oceans, but President-elect Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress are expected to try to then undo Obama's order next year. As what's being called the Trump bump continues on Wall Street overall, the Dow Jones average is still flirting with a record high 20,000 mark. And we get the latest from Mark Mayfield.
This trader is hoping the Dow hits the mark early in today's trading.
They're going to push it on the opening, hit that milestone, and then it's going to be vacation time. No one's really going to trade much the rest of the time.
Wall Street's been nearing a closing high of 20,000 for a week, but yesterday was the closest it's gotten so far. At one point during yesterday's trading session, the Dow came within 13 points of the milestone. It ended the day just over 25 points away from 20,000. It was the 17th record high for the Dow since the U.S. election last month.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
North Carolina lawmakers meeting this morning to decide whether to repeal the state's controversial bathroom law, which requires people to use the restroom that matches their gender at birth, not whichever one they identify with. But it was attacked by LGBT advocates who say it discriminates against transgender people. The claims led to boycotts of the state, which even former proponents of the law now say have indeed hurt the state's economy. Two former Flint City emergency managers are among the four people facing new charges in the Flint, Michigan water crisis. State Attorney General Bill Schuette announcing the charges at a news conference yesterday morning.
People in positions of responsibility who broke the law must be held accountable.
Schuette says the charged officials entered into a contract to use the Flint River as a water source based on false pretenses, and he alleges the officials knew the Flint water treatment plant couldn't produce safe water. Flint water users have been living with that lead-tainted water now for over 2 years, and they still can't consume it without a filter. At yesterday's funeral for beloved NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager, who died last week of cancer, fellow TNT broadcaster Ernie Johnson read a poem remembering his longtime friend.
We say farewell to our friend Sags and make this humble vow. There's no way to gauge the days we have, no way to know how long. But know this, Craig will do our best to live him, Sager, strong.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more Modern Design, our Christmas episode, our last episode of the year. And how fitting I would be with one of my favorite guests, and that is Jerry Lordi, who's so talented. She's with Greensleeves Village Bakery. You do so many things, and you're good at so many things. But we're talking about Christmas and how to decorate and how to have a wonderful Christmas Eve table or a Hanukkah table, and throughout the season, celebrating with style and things that you can do. So we talked a little bit about what you and I have been doing in our homes. I want to talk about how you decorated the store. And we started talking a little bit about, for Christmas, that you have these balsam topiaries for sale.
Yes.
They sound wonderful. Did you physically make them yourself?
Well, I didn't physically make them.
Okay.
We did get them from our wholesaler, but
can I say personally? Yeah. Does your wholesaler kind of give you guys a break because you're a nonprofit, or?
It's primarily a wholesale.
It is what it is.
Yes, yeah. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But when you're busy doing so many things, in some areas, it makes more sense to buy wholesale.
So if you buy these wholesale, let's say, so the topiaries that are almost about 2 feet tall, do you embellish them yourself with a ribbon, or do you put fruit in them or anything, or do you sell them unadorned and then you would do that at home yourself?
We sell them unadorned.
Okay.
Because we find that people really like to add their own special
flavor.
Ribbon to it.
Yeah, maybe you do navy and silver so that you get home and you would add
exactly.
that yourself. Right.
Exactly. So right. we talk about that when the customer is there.
Right.
If they want us to do it, we certainly can for them. So we can customize it for them.
Sure.
But I find a lot of people want to
put their own flavor.
Yes.
I never
get excited.
I know,
about
I'm sure
it.
You do this too. I never buy a wreath that's decorated. Ever. I like a really good looking wreath that has mixed greens in it. I always love when there's some juniper, you know, so you see
that
bluish.
Absolutely.
Or maybe some holly with some yellow holly berries in it. But I never buy a wreath that's decorated because you want to put your own flavor on it. Now, mine is what yours is the is that Colonial Fan thing. I didn't get to react right before we went on back on air. Jerry showed me the Colonial Fan that she did. It is so amazingly beautiful. It's probably the best one I've ever seen. Can you hold it up so I can see it? This is why
I took it off.
This is why we have to go on video. I'll always focus it on my guest and not me. But having said that, you miss some of that stuff because our show is really about visualization. So it's kind of hard to talk about how something beautiful something is unless people can see that. And that's one thing about our program going to YouTube in January. As well as you'll still be able to get it, of course, live on site, is that you'll be able to see, wow, that is so beautiful. If we only had the camera here, we could look at that. But you did such a good job, and it's so neat and so well done.
Thank you.
I think the look of a pineapple is so architectural. You know, I was at someone's house at Christmas time, and they had a big, big salad bowl, and they filled it with pineapples, which sounds weird, and just greens, and that looked really pretty, too.
Well, it is a sign of welcome.
Right. It's great for hospitality, right?
And I always feel like it's the crowning jewel.
Yeah, it's the crescendo,
fun things
right?
You can do with a pineapple.
You did a very good job on that. When you do the fan that you had done there, how do you anchor the fruit in so it doesn't fall out?
Well, I do it on a piece of plywood.
Okay.
I cut out my design
sure.
on the plywood.
Right.
And then I actually hammer from the behind.
Okay.
Drill screws in because it really helps hold the fruit a little bit.
But the fruit is organic and let's say you have warm weather, doesn't it just slip off the, like...
Well, like I said, in the dormers up above,
right.
I did use the artificial.
The fake fruit, okay.
And I used fresh magnolia leaves. So I do embellish it with some fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, down below in my boxes right. are all fresh.
Wow.
But the store, we did something super fun.
Oh, so tell me, one day I passed you and I just waved real quick and you were decorating for Christmas. What did you do outside and inside the store? Because I haven't had a chance to get in.
Well, we hung fresh greens outside.
Okay.
We kept it pretty simple.
Did you use like white pine or what did you use as your greens?
White pine.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. White pine roping. Our theme this year was very simple. We actually made... Linus with a blue blanket and Charlie Brown.
Oh, wow.
And we did a Charlie Brown tree with the, you know,
right.
one ornament.
Right.
And on a chalkboard, it said, gee, Charlie Brown, I don't think it's such a bad tree. It just needs a little love.
Oh, and perfect. Apropos.
And people have been stopping and taking pictures, but we actually did it all ourselves. And
so how big are the cutouts that you did for the...
They're about 4 feet, maybe 3.5 feet.
About 3.5 feet tall. I got to come
yes.
take a picture of it.
So it was
wonderful.
Cute.
So what'd you do on the inside?
Inside, we did our tree in a wheelbarrow. We wanted to get more height.
That's a
I'd
great
love to look
idea.
Around and see what we have. What can we use what,
but
that we already have?
That's a
have.
Great idea. You know what I noticed? I think people are starting to take interest in their bases.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone do a tree this year in this beautiful, like, I don't know, galvanized drum, and it was so pretty. I liked the base as much as I liked the tree.
Yeah.
So what made you think of doing
it
in a wheelbarrow?
It's farmland around here.
Right.
So
right.
our tree has a lot of different ornaments, tractors, mm-hmm. farm animals.
Does it have sort of maybe a woodland thing, a look to it, would you say?
It does.
So what does the tree have on it?
All different ornaments that are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We did do...
They buy them right off the tree?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. You can come in and shop right off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some handmade ornaments that were crafted by some of our talented vendors.
Nice.
They're quilted.
Mm-hmm.
My amazing team of green designers
mm-hmm.
at the store are crafting Charlie Brown ornaments where we took a little piece of blue felt
mm-hmm.
and a little piece of green that we bent over and put a little
ornament
on it.
Yeah,
and then
like
close the bowl, put snow at the bottom, and it's magical.
Wonderful.
With a little tag on it. So that's a little bit of a fundraiser for us.
And
but
now, will you have traffic through the store until New Year's? I mean, people will come in during the week because we're on vacation and come have a cup of coffee and something that whole week?
Sure, sure.
So
I put a bicycle wheel at the top of the tree with a vintage light bulb.
Oh, I got to come look at that. That sounds great. What do you think about one of the things I did this year? Because I have three locations. I have the one in Flemington, I have the one in Chatham, and I have the one in Maplewood, which I just opened this week, which I have to get you up to because I could use your advice on some stuff. But in my store, I did three different trees, and I love themed trees and working with unusual colors. And one of the things I want to talk to you about decorating was decorating for Christmas in different shades. So one of the things that I like to do, often I will do a tree in white lights. And one of the reasons I like to do white lights is because I think if you have colored lights or different colored lights, sometimes it takes away from the ornaments that you've done there. Whereas I think a small white light sort of just enhances what you've done on the tree. So one of my three trees I did in just very simple white lights, and that was more of a very traditional tree. And I used a lot of red and silver mercury glass and birch branches.
Wow.
And tartan ribbon. And
oh,
I like that.
So nice.
I like that return to traditionalism.
I
so that was
too.
My first tree. My second tree I did in colored lights, but all one solid color. I'm not a fan, and I say this all the time on the show, I don't like mixed colored lights because I think that they take away from the beauty of the tree itself and also from the ornaments. So my one tree I did with all just tiny red lights. And I really like colored lights if they're all one solid color. Have you ever seen a tree, like in my mantle in my library room, I have all the fresh greens of the mantle wrapped in just solid small green lights. Mm-hmm. And the green against all that brown wood looks really beautiful. What do you think about colored lights?
I love colored lights for kids.
Right.
So I'm even thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. Gee, maybe next year I will do a tree with colored lights.
Right.
I too love that statement of one color.
One
like
color.
Purple
but
is
a
so
color.
Victorian.
Yes,
love
I
that.
Saw. I saw really beautiful up in Maplewood. I saw really beautiful purple lights this year, like the little purple lights, and they were very vibrant. And you know, people don't realize purple against beautiful greens. It's a beautiful. It's purple's a great
yes,
color on a Christmas.
Gold.
It was purple and gold. It was so beautiful. Yeah.
But the thing is, you don't have to have just one tree,
right?
So I had at one time in my house a ridiculous amount of trees.
I could see that.
In the kitchen,
okay.
I did a flock tree.
Wow.
And I had all cookie cutters and kitchen utensils.
I love it.
And teacups and everything
right.
on it. And
that's what our listeners should know. Think outside the box.
Yeah. First of all, children's tree.
Right. Have a children's right. tree in the children's room. Have a kitchen tree.
Right.
You can do more than one tree. In my house, I have three trees in my house, and I have three trees in my store. And every one is a different theme.
Wouldn't it be fun next year here in mm-hmm. Flemington to,
yeah.
and I don't know if it's ever been done. Maybe it has. Mm. But to do house tours or to have a Christmas tree contest.
Sure. Have you ever been a part of, in the first year I moved to my house, I guess just because of the layout, it's a big house and it flows from room to room. I was asked to be on the Holly Trail, and I don't know if you're familiar with that. I think the charity is actually the Met Hunterdon Medical Center. There is a Christmas tour in the Flemington area called the Holly Trail. But I don't know where it is this year. But they do have something where you can volunteer to have your house be looked at, and if you decorate every room, and people pay a fee that goes towards the hospital. But I don't really have any information on
wow.
that. You're not familiar
That'd
with that?
It'd be nice to participate yeah. as
Maybe
a
we'll
job.
Do our own.
That'd be great.
Yeah. No, I love doing Christmas trees, and the more, and you're very good at this, the more you think outside of the box, the better. I have a very good friend of mine, Audrey, and she's Jewish, and she loves Christmas, and we talked about this. And she said to me, you know, Rich, I want to decorate for Christmas, but I don't want it to be over-the-top Christmassy Christmas. So in her case, we did what you talked about. I said, you know what? Your favorite color is purple. Let me get some stuff. I said, let's get a small tree. It doesn't have to be like your statement. And we'll go with purple, silver, and gold. So I got some ornaments in purple, silver, and gold. We did a small tree with that and then some silver ribbon and gold ribbon. And then basically around her house, I just had the metallicness of the purple, the silver, and gold with the greens. And that just looked beautiful.
Oh, I love that. And I love doing vintage ornaments and also
like shiny bright
size ornaments, like the large with the smaller, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think of them together?
What do you think about? I have a woodland tree in my house. I have three trees in my house. I have a very traditional tree with white lights. Then I have a woodland tree. And what I did is when ornaments are very small, sometimes they get lost in a big tree. So I cluster them. So in the woodland tree, I got these ornaments a couple years ago that were glass that were like acorns, and they're brown and gold, and they're really pretty. So what I suggest people do is when you're given very small ornaments so they don't get lost, I stack three together on one hook. So
So
the variety of them are very good.
I like
and
that.
One of the things you said was very telling. You said you put your dried hydrangea in because it fills in bare spots in the tree. I think before you and I've learned to do this over the years. I think before you put your ornaments on, you shouldn't just put them on. You should lay them out as you would if you were going to put tiles or whatever, and you should have a strategy. Mm-hmm. I like to put, as the tree narrows at the top, the smaller ornaments at the top so the proportion is right and you see them and do the and save towards the bottom some of the bigger ones, but also save your biggest, most voluminous ones for areas where there are holes in your tree, because even an artificial tree will have holes to emulate a real tree, and then it gives you a sense of balance so the tree looks full. That's my strategy. What do you do?
I do basically the same thing. I always like to put the smaller at the top and build, and then put some of my picks in at the very end to give that extra wow.
Picks in a tree is a great tip for people. You should talk about what picks are. Sometimes I think
and
we talk about stuff.
It can be homemade picks. Yeah. It can be whatever.
Or even like I go to Michael's and they have beautiful picks.
Absolutely.
I like the floral element on a tree, don't you? And it just adds another level. And most people don't know to do that, don't you think?
I think it makes it look so cool. And I love using some of the natural curly branches to pop in the tree too if you're doing the woodland look.
Right.
Another thing I've done in the past, which people seem to really enjoy, were taking my actually taking down my curtain rods and putting up the birch poles and then hanging my ornaments at varying lengths on the, really cool different
you know I saw that in a magazine
that,
I saw that in a magazine
so
it must look beautiful
and pine cones too
unbelievable
even taking some of the larger pine cones and tucking
do you know what I did recently and you'll be surprised because I'm not as talented as you but I will say something I tried if you turn an up a pine cone upside down the upside down part of a pine cone looks like a rose so I did pine cones from the bottom and made a wreath out of it and it looks all like roses it's so beautiful
I absolutely love that and even the smaller pine cones you can clip and make look into zinnias and paint them and do a wreath out
that,
of them so
you know,
there's so many
no no but well, that would that really would look like zinnias wouldn't it
yeah
that sounds
yeah.
beautiful now we have about 4 minutes left Jerry and I want to talk about your holiday table your Christmas or Hanukkah table Christmas Eve or during the night that you have the celebration with the family over let's talk about what to put on the table some ideas for your sideboard your table things that you like to do I love a runner on a holiday table. So maybe if you're celebrating Hanukkah, maybe you get a rich blue runner, and then you get some metallic silver and white balls, and you can do that, and you dress your nice white china with a, and that's a very pretty look. If you have a Christmas table, maybe you do all gold, so you go with sort of a gold look, and you go out and you get some inexpensive charger plates, and you use your regular dishes, but you dress it up with a gold charger plate.
I love your ideas, and I do quite a few of those same things. I love the runner. I have an old farm table. It's huge.
Mm.
It's a pedestal farm table, and I like to see it. So the runner works for me, and I also use a tartan placemats and then gold chargers. And
isn't tartan and gold together so regal?
It's so pretty.
It's so beautiful.
And I do different looks in different rooms. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my more woodsy, farmy look in there.
So for your dining table for Christmas Eve, do you have it at your house, Christmas Eve or Christmas
time? I do.
Do you do place cards?
I love place cards.
I love place cards on Christmas. I think they're great.
I do that for Christmas dinner. Mm. Christmas Eve is more of a buffet.
Mm-hmm. When you grew up, I remember as a kid, now I'm 100, but Christmas Eve was more of a religious holiday and not so celebrated. Maybe it was my culture because we're Italian, although a lot of Italians celebrate Christmas Eve very much so. But growing up, I remember Christmas Eve being more of a religious thing. We went to church.
Sure.
We ate light. It wasn't midnight. And it wasn't celebratory. It was the next day it was celebratory. But I think now as an adult, I see people celebrating as much or sometimes even more on Christmas Eve than Christmas Day.
Well, in my neighborhood, it's a lovely community. They've been doing I call it Whoville because since 1958, uh-huh. they put up a Christmas tree. Everybody gathers Christmas Eve,
nice.
Sings Christmas carols.
Oh, nice.
There's a chair for Santa. He uh-huh. comes and gives out presents to the children in the neighborhood.
On Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Isn't that
and
nice?
Everybody puts their homemade ornament from when they moved in on the tree.
They are the Who's for Who, though.
Yes, it really is special. So
I hate to do this to you, Jerry, because I could talk to you for three more hours, but we're at the end of our segment.
Thank
is there anything
so
last you want to last leave off with our clients about Greensleeves? Again, Greensleeves Village Bakery is right in Flemington, and the address is?
It is 1 Church Street, Unit 31. We're part of Liberty Village, but we're right on the main drag on Church Street. It's a big brick building.
Beautiful.
You see Linus and Charlie Brown outside.
It's a great thing to do with your children when they're on break. Come during the week. You're open during Christmas week.
We are open this week. Christmas Eve, we close early. We close at 12 o'clock because we want to be home with our family.
Sure. Will you be open the week between Christmas and New Year's?
Yes, we will.
Come out, have a gingerbread, have a delicious cup of coffee, and bring your kids.
We hope that when you come in, you feel good, and we inspire you. It's a wonderful place, and we love our customers, and especially our community. Our community has been so embracing, and we're just happy to be a part of the Flemington.
Well, we're happy. We're very much happy to have you a part of it, and all the wonderful things, the works of philanthropy that you do, and all you give. So, I want to wish you, Jerry, a wonderful Christmas, and to all my listeners who have been with me for the past 2 years now. I'm very excited. Modern Design next year is really going to be doing some wonderful things. Jerry's going to be back, and we're going to be on video. We're going to show you how to do projects. We're going to bring you more resources than ever. We're going to do a couple of on location shoots. We have a lot coming ahead. So, I wish everybody a wonderful a holiday and a happy new year. Thanks for listening to Modern Design, and we'll see you next year. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful holiday season. Bye-bye.